Leah, thanks so much for taking some time to talk with me today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You bet. Well, let's go back to the beginning of your time in music. How did music become such a big part of your life originally?
You know what? I've been playing music and involved with it since I can remember. I started out in a children's interfaith gospel choir when I think I was about four, which was basically a hippie kids choir in Northern California. And we sang folk songs. And then from there, I started playing piano, and down the road, I took up the violin, and eventually started writing songs of my own. And but I've been connected to songwriting and the storytelling element of that medium since I was pretty young. It's always really struck me as something powerful. So, that's kind of that was the beginning.
Yeah. So you are described as a singer-songwriter, which I always find a little bit dissatisfying in terms of describing your kind of music. What does the term singer-songwriter mean to you, and how do you describe your music to people?
I would describe my music as, I guess, country and contemporary folk. You know, there's the umbrella of Americana that's being used very, very commonly these days. So I suppose I'd fit under the Americana umbrella. But as far as the term singer-songwriter, you know, I write songs and I sing them. So I guess that's a pretty basic description of what
it's
I do.
It's not incorrect, that's for sure.
Right.
And are you still using different instruments? I understand you might be playing the piano when you come to perform here in Cortez. Are you still using a variety of instruments in your performances?
I do plan to use the piano. And actually, you know what? I don't know if I've ever... I usually don't have the option of a piano. I travel with two guitars because... turns out guitars fit better in your car than pianos do. But I'm really looking forward to getting to play your piano there at the Sunflower Theater and incorporating that into the performance.
It's always a treat when people can come and use it, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
So, Leah, what is your biggest challenge as a professional musician?
Paying the bills. No. Well, yes, that is a challenge, honestly, for most independent artists. But let's see. You know, I think just being a entrepreneur, essentially, where my business is one of the arts, you have to be very creative on the business side. Beyond, you know, what I do as far as music, of course, that's creativity. But it's a lot of creativity in terms of how to make ends meet and all the different sources of what creates my business at this point in my career. So that can be a challenge, but it's also, you know, it's what I love more than anything, and it's my past. So there's nothing else I'd rather be doing than being at the drawing board and figuring out the next step.
Right on.
Where to go and what to do, yeah.
What is the biggest joy that you get from being a professional musician?
Oh, gosh. You know, I love performing. I really love performing and connecting with people. That's a huge part of what fills me up and keeps me going. But I think I'm most comfortable creating and writing, and I think that's my happy place. And, gosh, it's just this, it's like this companion, the writing, this companion that I always have with me, no matter where I go. You know, I can be in all sorts of towns where I don't know anybody, and it's my first time there, and I'm kind of wandering down an empty street, and I find a little cafe, and I sit down with my notebook, and I write. And it's just, it's like having a friend with me all the time. And I really feel grateful for that.
Let's dig into your songwriting process a little bit. Are there particular things that inspire you, or do you look to other artists sometimes? How does that creativity come from you originally?
Both. I mean, life inspires me, but also other artists inspire me very much. You know, I really do like storytelling in songs, so I'm very drawn to characters, ones that kind of pop out of my imagination, or people that I know, or characters that I feel like are inside of me. Yeah, I'm drawn to telling kind of the unsung hero stories. And other artists inspire me very much. I kind of always say that I have my power ladies in terms of my favorite female artists that have been consistently my favorites since I was a little girl, and they're kind of the women that raised me and didn't know it. Right. But I always, if I ever need a boost of inspiration or to light the fire for writing, I really can just listen to the music that I love, and that can sometimes be enough to get me to sit down with my guitar.
I understand that you have a technique that you use, at least I've heard rumor of this, to keep your vocal cords in shape, something that you do to make sure that your singing voice is always there for you. Can you talk about that?
A technique?
Yeah.
Well, I do a lot of vocal warm-ups. Is that the technique you're talking about?
I don't know. This is the rumor that I heard.
Okay. I'm curious what the rumor was. Yeah, well, I have a really amazing vocal coach in Nashville, and she's one of my dearest friends. Her name's Judy Rodman. And I've been working with her for several years, but she's taught me a lot of vocal warm-ups that I try to do as regularly as I can, and certainly before a performance. But I see singing in many ways as an athlete's training. So, you know, if you're a runner, you have to consistently go out and run and stretch before and after if you want to keep your body in shape and keep your athleticism. And in many ways, singing is the same, because you're working with little teeny muscles and integrating all sorts of things throughout the physical body to make a good and strong vocal tone.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the technique that
maybe.
<you've heard. laughs>
So you're going to be here in Cortez on Friday, October 19th for a performance at the Sunflower Theater. What should the audience expect from you? What can we expect to hear from you on Friday?
Well, let's see. I guess the emotional scope of the songs that I perform, I try to dig into all elements of the human experience. And so there's a range there. I hope to take my audience through that range with me. And I do tell a lot of stories as well. I talk about the songwriting process and how certain songs came about. I think that's a part of what I bring when I perform. And most of all, I'm really excited to be in Cortez at the Sunflower Theater. I've heard wonderful things, and just hope to share some music and share some vulnerability and honesty with my audience.
That sounds really good. We're looking forward to having you here.
Oh, thank you. Me too.
That's Leah Grahams Johnson. She is going to be performing at the Sunflower Theater here in Cortez on Friday, October 19th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets at sunflowertheater.org. Thanks again, Leah. It's great talking with you.
Thank you. All right, I'll see you then.